I'm back on the air. I was totally blocked out from any kind of signal for the last 15 minutes. Apologies to who I was talking with. 4RMM mobile and monitoring.
Golf Alpha Tango, looking for a QSO.
4RMM for last QSO, didn't quite get the call sign. Come again. 4HKX mobile. 4HKX, KO4RMM mobile for QSO.
How are you today? You got Patrick on this end.
This is Kurt. I'm doing okay. Right, Daddy. Hope you are as well.
Yes, sir. I'm doing good. It's been a long day. I'm heading to the house.
Pat, I'm over here on Wade Hampton by the QT and the Lidl place.
I am in between Bavard and Hendersonville.
Copy that. It's a beautiful area of the country. I used to live in Arden for about a year and a half back in 2020.
Here in Penrose, North Carolina, just outside of Bavard.
Man.
So too, but sometimes this drive gets tiring because I go to Greenville every day.
It's... time frame by out there. I almost got T-boned by a fire truck on 29 headed to an emergency. Not sure what the location is, but they were headed there, code 3.
Out there, I had a lady T-bone me last year in my tool truck. She ran a stop sign and hit me right in the door where you'd come in the back of the truck.
All this action was headed southbound on 29 and in a hurry.
Tell them I did today. I was over in Greenville today, and I was on my way up to Greer from Gary's house, and I almost got hit in downtown Greer, Greenville today.
Cars, not enough road.
I just stopped by to say hello. 73 gentlemen, I'm actually got to go ahead and take off now. KO4NH clear.
KO4NH, KO4RMM, copy you, 73 and clear. I'm still mobile monitoring. Heading from 29 through Botany Woods over in the direction of Pelham Road.
73 is Fred. Have a good evening, and I'll keep an ear out for you later. KO4HKX, and I'll still be here monitoring for a little bit, Kurt.
I'm coming through a little area in Botany Woods where they had that tornado come through a couple years ago, and it's totally changed the topography here. It's still eye-popping to me, even though I've been through it four or five times.
Tend to have that effect on things around them. Amazing what a little wind can do, isn't it?
The corridor cut is just so well-defined. It's just like somebody came through here with an enormous trimmer.
I have never been involved in one of those, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Healthy mindset. I would encourage that.
KN4TFW mobile.
Ken, hope you had a good day at work. You got Patrick and Kurt here.
I'm Kurt and Patrick. Yeah, it was a good day. Man, headed home for a 3-day weekend.
Monday off?
Taking Monday off because season's usually off on Monday.
I'm glad you're getting some time off with Miss Susan.
Conversation. Go ahead and carry on.
Well, I'm just crawling through Botany Woods here, coming up on Howell. Got to turn right on Howell. Headed up toward East North Street.
From Spartanburg to Greer.
And 4ZLK.
2 Tango.
Full crowd here this afternoon, don't we?
And Patrick and Kurt. I haven't met you. The name is Shane. And hey, Rusty. and I just wanted to say hello. I'm getting ready to pull back into another pickup here. I wanted to say hello while I caught you guys. Hope y'all have a good weekend if I don't hear you. And 4ZLK, take it up, Rusty.
Okay, hey, Shane. Good afternoon to you and Patrick and Kurt. And I'm not sure who the other one was. I heard there was somebody else in there, but my old ears missed part of it. But good afternoon to all of you. Had to go out and pick up a couple of items and now headed back to the house to see what I can do tonight. But getting on the radio now that I have a little voice back today.
Well, good to hear you today. And what happened to your voice?
Just in the in and out around yesterday. I was doing some things early on in the day, and by late yesterday afternoon, I had nothing in the way of a voice to amount to much. It came and went, and was mainly went. So I was supposed to call the net on this on the single sideband net last night for South Carolina, and didn't have a voice to it. Top of that, I sat down in my chair about 5:30, and next thing I knew, it was 7:30.
Yeah, you must have spent a little bit too much time singing, maybe. What do you think?
I haven't sung anything since Sunday or Monday. I had a rehearsal Monday, and I'm saving my voice for next Monday when we've got a performance. It's got to be over in the Greenville area at one of the retirement facilities we go to every year, so I'm going to save it for there. And I've been treating it with throat lozenges and honey lemon tea today, so that's helped out a little bit there, Ken. Go ahead.
It's about time to start catching a cold, hot, and then cold and damp. And then I wish it'd just make up its mind. Cutting you off, Kurt. Jump in here now, okay? Don't be afraid. Rusty, what are you out doing now? I missed that part of it.
Had to go pick up medication. Had to go pick up something from the grocery store and pick up my laptop, which was out with my service tech. He was supposed to be, he was trying to upgrade it to Windows 10 Pro for me. And it's being ornery. It keeps going back to Windows 10 Home. So, maybe after Christmas when I come back into town, I'll take it back up to him and give him a couple of days to work on it. He's had it for a couple of days. It just didn't like it, so we don't know what's wrong.
KO4, what's my call sign again? KO4RMM, that's it. Just with the little lady here headed up Mitchell Road from east north and route to Pelham Road. Kind of drop by the Walgreens there, get a few odds and ends, and then take it back to the ranch. Got some lovely spitting rain here. A couple hundred yards worth of visibility. Wouldn't have it any other way.
7-3's to all of you, because I'm just pulling back into the yard and want to get in here before this guy in the Jeep tries to run me over. I'll catch you all later. W2T, 7-3's.
KN4TFW. Careful over there in that part of town. Pay attention to all them drivers and just stay alert, because there's a bunch of crazy people out there.
I am a believer. I don't need any convincing of that. I remember when Pelham Road was two lanes all the way, and Haywood Mall was just a dream, and Haywood Hospital, there was just a big open field with a pond in it.
Those days, I left here in 78, didn't come back till about the mid-90s.
Driving where my dad and I used to run 10Ks all the time, and that would be a suicide mission nowadays.
Is that right?
Go home, Patrick.
Me, I call Penrose, North Carolina home. That's where I live, up here in the mountains.
That's right. I apologize. I'm just getting old.
It's Greer, kind of like across the street from where that Ingles is on 290.
Okay. I lived about, exactly right at 1 mile just north of there on Reedville Road. I rented a house there for about 5 years, exactly on Reedville Road, up from the Ingles and Publix
intersection 290 in Reeville.
East side of Wayhampton Boulevard.
I'm about here for just a minute. I got to run in the house and grab something, and I'll be right back. KO4HKX.
KO4HK, KO4 RMM mobile and monitoring.
Hi, where my wife works. She works over there at that Stacks Omega on Orchard Park.
I'm looking at direction right now. About number 10 in line here for Pelham Road.
Rough place to be this time of year with the mall traffic and everything. I used to work over there kind of back behind Saskatoon's, and man, it'd take me 30 minutes to get from there to 385.
It's positively insane here, and just having grown up here since 1975, just all the changes. You know, I thought we lived out in the country.
When we were back in 75, I think we moved here in 74, graduated Wayhampton 78, and left from here because it just wasn't nothing.
The east side of class of 1991, I don't think that's too... It didn't really take off. It didn't get too crazy until after BMW got here.
Right about that. I know it was a... Greer was a nice little town, and now it's huge. And that, you know, if you could find something to move out a little bit further out, it would be nice. But all, you know, they would just want too much to be able to move.
Well, areas used to be one of the best-kept secrets in the country, and I knew the jig was up when I took a flight out west and saw an advertisement for Asheville and Lake Toxway and Lake Cliffs of Glassy in the seat back in-flight magazine, I knew the jig was up.
Right about that, they come here for a visit and they really like it because it's really nice, and then they move down here and then they try to make it just exactly like the place that they left.
Well, the last part of that, I hope they don't try to tell people they're smarter than everybody else if they come here and try to create the same conditions they're fleeing from.
The house next to me rents for $1,600 a month, and it shouldn't be over about $900. And it's just getting ridiculous. The people that grew up in this area can't hardly afford to live in it.
What they're trying to do, I mean, I feel okay saying this because I'm from the north, but I came down here and I assimilated. You know, I mean, people accuse me of having a northern accent, but I'm as country as a chicken coop. And, you know, so I feel like, you know, I know where you're coming from.
The property the other day, but it was down by Lake Greenwood, and trust me, it was 30 minutes to anywhere. And my wife's like, man, if something happens to you, I'll be out here by myself. And yeah, we don't want that to happen.
I wondered what happens to the real estate values of places where these people are coming from.
Lived out in Colorado Springs for a while, and it was the economy there was real cyclical. It'll be, you know, 20 people trying for the same open apartment, and then 5 years later it'd be, you know, 20 apartments empty in the same complex, and it just goes up and down because they, you know, they move into an area from a, you know, a place that costs a lot, and then try to live the same lifestyle, but the economy there won't support it, and then eventually they move away. So I mean, as soon as something happens to BMW, it'll be a done deal then.
Well, yeah, I can see that happening. Have you heard any rumors about anything going south with BMW?
My sister's been out there 20-something years, and I haven't heard anything. I know they're building a brand-new warehouse right across the interstate. That's the... They got their own special bridge that they're building now across the interstate. So looks like everything's going good, but, you know, that's the main support for this whole area. So, you know, if something does happen to it, everything, the prices will go to nothing.
them. Yep, I know. It'll be just the exact same dynamic, only in reverse.
The ride down Wade Hampton Boulevard ain't too bad until you start getting close to Greer, and then the traffic just dies, and it reminds me of being somewhere in Atlanta, KN4TFW.
Yeah, real estate has just exploded up in Greer. I mean, people are selling the family farm left, right, and center now. It's kind of sad. I mean, if you find an open field with a nice view, you might as well go ahead and snap a few photos, because it'll be gone in short order, it seems.
Ago, I could ride down 101 towards Lake Cunningham and never pass another car. Now it's a string of cars, and you can't hardly pull out from a side street for all the vehicles. And you just go down there, it's just subdivision after subdivision, and then pretty soon the road won't be able to handle it. And, you know, it'll start deteriorating, and it just snowballs after that.
KO4 HKX, it'll look just like 290.
Get on widening these roads pretty bad before things just get out of hand.
Roads before they let them build new subdivisions.
Anybody on the planning commission out there listening right now?
A subdivision, they ought to make them do a certain amount of, improve a certain amount of the road there, you know, each side of the subdivision, and eventually they'll pay for it.
Imagine if they slow down every subdivision waiting on them to fix the roads around there. You'll stifle everything.
Well, they widen the roads first, and then you start letting people build. But, you know, I know that's candy land.
4ULP monitoring.
How you doing? KN4TFW in here with Kurt and Patrick.
I am doing good.
Hope you had a good day and got all your schoolwork done there.
For how much schoolwork we got done today. My brother is starting to come down with the cold I had, so that, you know, kind of just got off schedule, so we didn't get much done today.
No good. You're not supposed to share those things.
Well, whatever. We still have to make it up Sunday anyway.
I'm joking. I'm talking. You're not supposed to joking share with your brother the cold, not everything else.
Makes a little bit more sense now.
Andrew, this is Kurt, KO4RMM. I'm going to have to go 73s here. I'm at the Walgreens on Pelham with the wife. We're going to head on in here. I've enjoyed it very much. And good day to both of you kind gentlemen.
Greetings, Kurt. Good to talk to you this afternoon. And you, y'all have a good, safe trip home.
73, Kurt. Good to meet you and the missus. And I hope you guys have a good day and stay safe. The weather definitely went south up here.
Kurt, I don't think I believe I made contact with you. And hope to get on the air along with you. KU4ULP, Precision ID. 73, Kurt.
McGee and mist and rain up here in Lyman.
Partly cloudy and sunny up here.
Past in Spartanburg, it was pretty nice, you know, not bad at all, but man, it's terrible here.
We have good weather right now, coverage rest. It's cloudy, no sun. It's been a little bit rainy.
Have me up above it.
Well, Alexander, what did you do today?
Cleaned the house some, and played with my brother, and now radio.
Hey. Your radio?
Over a 10, it can, HF radio that can do 10 meters, and also 80, 30, 40, I believe. It just, I need to get an antenna for it, and then I'll be set to go. I think another ham radio operator can equip me with an antenna.
You can do part of 10, and then there's a 10-meter contest this weekend.
I'd love to be a part of that, but I don't think I'll be able to get the antenna that quick.
You and Alexander have a good afternoon. Hope you have a safe trip on into the house. I have reached where I got to pick my father-in-law's truck up, so I'm going to set 7-3s, and I will talk to y'all on down the log. KO4H kicks, and I'll be clear.
73, Patrick, you have a good one. Tell Elise we said hey, and I'll try to catch up with you this weekend, maybe on HF, KN4, TFW.
KGLP, 73, Patrick, and have a good rest of your day.
Ready for the weekend?
Not that I know of.
Hey, what the family's doing, right?
No, I don't think we have any big plans. Yeah, unless they're surprising me with something.
Ability. Yeah, I gotta go ahead and put up a few Christmas lights on the house this weekend and finish decorating the Christmas tree. And my wife's gotta work, so maybe I'll get to play on the radio a little bit this Saturday or Sunday and get to talk to Patrick and make a few contacts.
We have a little bit of outside Christmas decorating left to do. Probably, hopefully, finish that off Sunday. We have the majority of our outside lights up. We just need to get the bushes.
Stuff done except for the lights on the house.
Actually, we probably have about half of it done. We have the railing and the three blow-ups, and then we have, yeah, the bushes. So that probably won't take too long.
Did you do homeschool? Do you do, like, online school?
We do homeschool, but it's not necessarily online. Our math is about a 2-3 minute video, and then we have it on the book. So we try to steer more clear of the computer side of school.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I just knew they had some totally online schools in South Carolina. I didn't know if you were part of that.
To be online much. I prefer to do it on a piece of paper.
On that, I prefer to do it in person. I was taking that extra class when COVID hit and the classes stopped, and so I just stopped until they start back up in person so I can learn it. KN4 TFW.
For ULP for Station 80, well, we might turn out to be in that class together when they restart it up. I'm hoping I'll be able to get my general in time for when they start up the classes again, I can be a part of it for the extra. That's what I'm planning. Hopefully I can pull it off.
Well, see, you sound like you're definitely smart enough. Trust me, if I can make general, I know you can make general.
How to get my technician. I think I started reading the book off and on in July and took my test in November, so you know, it took me a while, but I didn't study consistent. I would skip some days, do it some days, skip some days. So if I study consistently for my general, I think I can have it quicker, I mean.
For me, I had an Elmer that I worked with, and he'd had his license since the 70s and that, so I was able to ask him a bunch of questions, and he really helped me out.
Time I was studying for my technician, we had K2RCL over, his name is Russell, and he was building us a schoolroom, and so me and our brother were helping him, and during that time I had lots of time to ask him questions about the ham radio, and at the end of the day he'd let me talk third party if we could get someone on the air.
Yeah, I just bought me a cheap handheld radio and that, and I was listening to the guys while I was going to work and everything, and then finally when I passed my test and I was able to talk to them, and it sure makes a difference when you're riding down the road.
I also have a cheap handheld that my dad bought in January, so I listened all the way from January till November when I got my license, and so I listened for a very long time, and I don't know why I just didn't do my a license sooner.
I did mine back in the 70s because my father-in-law at that time, he was a radio man in the Navy, and so he loved radio, but I don't know why he never did do ham radio, and he loved CW.
Well, that'd be interesting, a job to be a radio man in the Navy.
Does your family have a ham radio license?
Does. In fact, even before I got my license, while I was studying for my license, I got him convinced to start studying for his license. So he started for his license and ended up getting his license before I got my license. And then, you know, I got my license about 2 weeks later than him, but he hasn't been active much on the air. He's in Tennessee, and my dad is studying for his license, and I hopefully can convince my brother to get his license.
You ever get to use your HD while you guys are riding down the road?
I tried. I put a 6-inch antenna on the roof and ran it down to the handheld, and I didn't get anywhere with that. I haven't tried using the handheld in the car with an antenna because that was not recommended, but I don't know.
It would do good if I was stopped, but if I was riding down the road, it didn't receive very well, a lot of picket fencing.
That was one thing that, with the handheld, I was, with the antenna on the roof, I was up in North Carolina, just kept on getting, just glimpses of signal from this repeater, and then when we were still at one parking lot, I was able to get it clearly, and then just lost it again. So I don't know if because I was too far away from the repeater, or it's just the system wasn't working. Then I was down here in South Carolina, and I don't know if I was in a bad spot, but I got a guy, but he said my signal was really bad.
At least, you know, something in the way, a little bit in a low spot, and couldn't make good connection on the repeater. I've actually heard this repeater all the way over in Florence, like you're headed out towards Myrtle Beach.
The repeater is 21 miles away from me, and I can hit it fine with the handheld. I can't hit it from Fletcher, North Carolina, with the handheld. I probably would need a stronger handheld and bigger antenna. I only have a 5-watt. About a foot, a little bit over a foot of an antenna.
Or to hit the Mount Mitchell repeater, have you ever tried it?
No, I have it programmed into my base station right now that I'm talking on, and I can hit it with the base station perfectly fine.
Right on Saturday mornings, about 9 o'clock, don't think?
Yeah, I haven't tried their net. I didn't even know if they had what time their net was, but I probably won't be able to be on Saturday morning.
On that repeater, you can get part of Kentucky. You can get all the way over to Knoxville. You can get part of Virginia, a good bit of North Carolina, Georgia, and down here. So, I mean, it's got a big footprint. It's the highest antenna on the east of the Mississippi.
I've never heard of reaching to Virginia. Wow, that repeater must be pretty strong.
More to do with the height than the strength. Like this one, I believe, is only 25 watts. And that, so it's more about the height and everything in that. And so it's like, I don't know, 6,000 and something feet. So it's pretty high up there.
The net that this radio was 100 watts. I could be mistaken, though.
Well, since I talked to one of the guys that took care of it, but I was thinking it was only 25.
Comment.
Yeah, come on in, comment.
TY. So the Caesar's Head is 100 watts and is 3,500 feet above sea level.
Appreciate that.
It'd be a little bit stronger than 25 watts.
Actually, I was in Camden a couple weeks ago, and I was actually able one night to hit the Caesar's Head repeater.
I know I heard it over in Florence right there off of 95 where you turn to go to the beach, but I couldn't get back to it. Call sign in a while. I don't remember the name, but used to talk to you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Rock Hill.
How you doing, Robert?
Doing okay. I just wanted the motor to know I'm in Rock Hill, about 15 miles south of Charlotte. I am I'm 82 miles from Greenville and from the repeater. I'm about 90 to 120 miles from the repeater.
Hey, Vanette, y'all, we're in here with Alexander's in here. He's just got his ticket not too long ago. You ought to make contact with him so he can get you in his logbook.
ELP for station ID. So, the station that just jumped in there, what is your call sign so I can have it for my logbook?
My call is Whiskey 4 Ida, Yankee Ida, IYI, and my name is Robert.
I got W4TYT. Am I correct?
Correct is IYI.
I got W4IYI. Am I correct? 43rd contact from my logbook.
Let me, when I first got on the radio, I always enjoyed this repeater. A lot of good people was on there, on this repeater, when I first got on the radio, and I enjoyed it, and they encouraged me to upgrade myself, and I encourage you to upgrade yourself and everybody else.
I plan to upgrade up to my extra eventually, but yeah, I really enjoy the hobby. I've tried a few other repeaters, but I like this repeater the best.
I like this repeater a lot more, too. Which I can get on the Mount Metro as well. But I like the people on this repeater.
Yeah, I have nothing against the Mount Metro repeater. It just seems like the people on this repeater are more friendly.
I can understand what you're saying. I see the same thing as well.
I can make longer contacts. Normally my contacts in Mount Mitchell are fairly short.
I'll let y'all carry on. It's good to hear you out there. I've been listening to you for a couple of days since I got back on the radio. And it's good to hear you out there.
Good to hear you on too. Hopefully we can have more contacts with each other.
I sure will be out here. I'm in the rat shack right now, messing around with a couple antennas and while I'm listening.
Hey, yo, weren't you down in Florida for a while?
I was down in Florida.
Where are you now?
Until March.
Yep, roger that. Well, we're on the radio in the mornings if you want to join us about 5:30 or so.
Okay, I'm glad to hear that y'all still out there that early. I'll make a point to have my little radio in the house turned on too.
We'll let you go, and I enjoyed hearing you again. KN4TFW.
Good as well. Whiskey 4 India, Yankee India.
LP for station ID. It was nice to hear you on 73.
I'll get to 100 contacts in no time.
This is my goal. I haven't had as many contacts for new contacts for a while. I've made, you know, a lot of repeat of contacts, which I'm not complaining about that. I like to talk to anybody who I can get, and just things have slowed down in the progress of new contacts because I've been on the air more, you know, repeated. A lot of there are people that I've already heard a lot, so, and been kind of slacking off on logging a little bit.
We didn't have Robert because I hadn't heard him in a while. I knew he'd moved down to Florida for a little bit. It's good to hear that he's back.
I don't think I remember hearing him on, so I don't think I have him in my logbook. But hopefully I don't have him double, but if I do, so what?
Never did really log any 2-meter contacts, and then I usually just do my HF, but there ain't nothing wrong with logging your 2 meters neither.
That's why I log contacts, so I can go back and look when I hear a call sign to try to get the name. And if I'm right, you are Ken, correct?
Yep, Roger, good job.
Thanks to my logbook.
Electronic log, like on QRZ or something like that?
The paper logbook.
Those two. And if you do it on QRZ, then, you know, then if you log it and I log it, then you'll get a confirmation that you, you know, and you can, you know, apply for different awards. You know, there's all kinds of awards, worked all the states, you know, made so many contacts and different stuff like that.
I think I could work different states on 2 meters. I have to wait till probably upgrade to my general for that.
What, you mean you're talking to Patrick? He's up there in North Carolina, right?
In North Carolina, I made a few contacts in North Carolina and Georgia. Oh, wait, there is Echolink. I still can make a contact for all 50 states using Echolink. That would be the easiest if that's allowed.
And you could also pick up 3 or 4 states from the Mount Mitchell repeater.
Good, I'm not on that repeater as much. I normally monitor on this one. And then there's like absolutely no one on this one, then sometimes I'll go to Mount Mitchell.
This week we were talking to somebody. He was on this repeater and he was all the way down in Columbia. And one day I was talking to somebody in the morning and they were down in Florida.
Echolink or a very strong 2-meter radio?
That propagation and that maybe their antenna, but they weren't on Echolink. It was straight radio.
Impressive.
Yeah, come on in here.
2BG.
I'll sign in a minute. How are you doing?
Not bad. I'm pulling in the parking lot of the store here, but I guess we have time. Yeah, 2 meters is funny. Sporadic heat propagation. You'll have situations where 2 meters behaves like HF. And I've even seen that at higher frequencies. I've seen that on VHF and even UHF television frequencies. Suddenly you'll get a station from, let's say, oh, I don't know, Atlanta or North Florida.
One time we talked to someone out there in Texas and Oklahoma.
Well, 2 meters is still a DX band, right? Isn't there a low signal part, a low strength part, like at the very bottom, CW and sideband? I don't know how many people still play with 2-meter DX. Yeah. Mode 2-meter radios still out there. Pretty much just FM. That's something I wouldn't mind playing with. And I think there's even a weak signal part of 70 centimeters. And way down on 70 centimeters, there's television stations. There's one on some mountain. There's an amateur TV repeater.
I'd like to say 73, I've made it home, Annette, and hope you guys have an awesome day. Good to talk to you, Alexander, thanks for helping me get to the house, and I look forward to catching you later. KN4 TFW.
73s, and have a good rest of your day. KU4 ULP for station ID.
Tell you, good to hear you out there again. Let's get 4 India Yankee into you.
ULP, KO4, LAO.
ULP, KD2BNG. Yeah, I gotta go. I'm at Food Lion, so let me go do something. But nice talking to you, 73s.
73s, KU4 ULP. And I guess I'll be clear.
For ULP, KO4, LAO.
4 ULP, go ahead. The K4LL station. I hope I got that right. Probably slaughtered that.
Name is Jim. So let me make sure I got your call sign right so you can make an entry in your log. It's KN4ULP, is that correct?
KN, it would be KO, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Uniform, Lima, Papa.
Time is Kilo, Oscar, 4, Lima, Alpha, Oscar, KO4, LAO. My name is Jim, and I'm in Traveler's Rest.
Jim there, Alexander, KN4, VWA.
Just to let you know, I am also in Traveler's Rest, South Carolina. Where are you based in Traveler's Rest? I am about 2-3 minutes away from North Greenville University.
I'm actually up in Landrum right now, but I happened to hear you on and heard that you needed we're trying to get some contact log. I thought I'd do that. And you got to watch that Steve BNA guy there. He's trouble.
Hey, my mama always told me I was sweet and innocent. How are you, Jim? Oh, and I haven't forgot. I've got to get that email sent down to you with the contact stuff, and I'll get that taken care of. Alexander, this is one of the good guys on the other end there. You can listen to him and get some good stuff. I'll get out of y'all's way. Carry on. KN4 VWA. I just wanted to say, hey, I'm clear.
I'm in Landrum right now, but I live not too far from you there. I'm on State Park Road. You know where, is it Clear Creek Baptist Church? Is that right? Yeah, right next to us. That's kind of in our stomping areas there.
Exactly where that is. I'm not too good with directions and street names and landmarks. Only when I pass them a lot.
Up the road on State Park Road from Walmart. How about that?
That's fairly close. So, just out of curiosity, do you drive a red truck with 3 antennas on it with the amateur radio license plate?
But I think I've seen that guy in Walmart.
Okay, Pisa, I have also seen that guy at Walmart.
Maybe one day we'll figure out who it is. Well, listen, Alexander, it's very nice to talk to you. I hope you can make an entry in your log. I've got to take my wife to supper, but we'll talk more, I'm sure, since we're right there in Traveler's Rest. So 73 to you, and I hope you get the numbers you're looking for. This is KO4LAO, and I'll be clear.
Threes, and I'll be clear also, and nice talking with you. KO4ULP.
Alexander, would you like another entry? This is KO4HYC.
For ULP, you only have a minute, so can you make it quick? ULP, other station, you still there?
KO4HYC, heading to Landrum. My name is Ann. How are you?
Doing fine.
My call, my sign.
I have another Ann in my log, but just want to make sure I'm not doubling up. Is your call sign KO4RYQ or P?
Key Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Yankee Charlie. K-O-4-H-Y-C.
I got you. And so I have to sign off right here. Hopefully I can get longer contact with you sometime later on in the future. K-O-4-U-L-P 73, and I'll be clear after your final.
There, you're sounding really good. K-O-4-H-Y-C. I am final and clear. Have a good day.
Monitoring.
4 TMA, I believe, and 4 ZLK. Name is Shane. Good afternoon.
Okay. Hey, Shane. Yeah, this is Simon. We've spoken, once or twice, but it's been a while. And yeah, it's KZ4 TMA here. How you doing?
I like your call. That sounds like a new call. Can't remember what your old one was, but I'd like this one. N4 TMA, was that correct?
Oh, no, it's not that fancy. It's KZ4 TMA, Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha. So it's still my technician call, and it's not quite as new as it sounds, because I don't think the new technician calls are, I don't think we've gotten to KZ yet. I think they're still giving out KO or maybe KP or something like that. But I changed it to this vanity sign as soon as I got my license.
KZ, I'm sorry. I thought I heard N4. All right, very good. KZ4 TMA. Yeah, your signal, you're in there, but you got a lot of noise in the background, a lot of white noise, and I'm mobile, so it's a little bit harder to hear. But how are you doing this evening, Simon? It's good to hear you.
I'm doing all right, and I'm glad you answered. I mean, not only because I haven't heard from you in a while, but I was curious to hear what my signal was like. I'm actually transmitting right now from what will be our new house, but it sits in the shadow of Paris Mountain. So, I mean, I told my wife when we were looking at this house, I said, honey, I don't know if we can buy this. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hit the Caesar's Head repeater anymore. But she didn't seem to think that was too important.
There's something about that. They just can't be convinced all the time. Are you on a HT?
HT, I'm actually on, I'm sitting in my car right now at the driveway, and so I've got a Yaesu dual bander. It does pretty well, and right now I'm transmitting at 25 watts. In a minute I'll kick it up to 50 and see if you can tell me if it sounds any better. But I was a little bummed that I wouldn't be able to get out too well, but maybe this will be a good reason to get a proper base station with a real antenna instead of always just using my mobile rig.
You're making it, obviously, and you're copyable, so even just maybe a little bit higher up on the house, or maybe just even a different location in the driveway could make a world of a difference.
That's true. Just a little change in location could be a big difference. Well, I just bumped it up to high, so now I'm at 50 watts, so I'll be curious to hear if there's any difference, but I hear that there's some talk of linking the Paris Mountain repeater with the Caesar's Head one, which would be fun for me, because I'm pretty sure I could hit Paris Mountain just fine from here, but of course, almost no one's ever on that repeater. We all use this one instead.
No, I did notice a change. I came through stronger, still got a little bit of noise in the background, but you were stronger. And yeah, I don't know anything about the linking. I've heard it rumored here and there, but I don't know anything about that yet, or I haven't heard anything, but maybe they'll do something with that.
Whenever we move into this new house, it's going to take a little work before we move in, but when we do move in, I might just start nagging people like Dave, W4DJW, if he's listening. He's always the guy I go to ask, hey, any progress on that link? Because I'd love to help out if I could. I don't think I have anything to offer, but if there's anything I could do to help out, it'd be fun. But you said you're mobile. You're driving around right now?
Under the shadow of a bridge here. I am under a bridge. How about that? I'm working still. I'm over here at 85 and Augusta Road, headed out to do another trailer swap down in Piedmont.
Is that your regular line of work, doing this kind of thing?
Drive a tractor trailer for UPS now. I been there 30, going on 31 years in a few months. I did start out in the warehouse and then did the package routes for 20 years. And now I've been doing this for about 8 years. It's probably one of the easiest jobs at UPS. I try not to let my wife know that, but it is one of the easiest jobs here.
Yeah. All right, well, that's good to hear. I'm still pretty new at Ham, and so I don't know a lot of the users on this repeater, but one of them, I'm sure you know, Patrick, KO4HKX, I believe. Well, he was a driver, but now I believe he's doing a tool truck. Or maybe I'm just mixing him up with someone else. But anyway, you probably know better than I do.
Haven't met him personally, but I saw him one day. I passed him on Whitehorse Road. I was headed into work. Patrick's a good guy. Yeah, he drives a tool truck, and there's a couple of the guys around that drive around all day long. I met one the other day, Daniel, KJ4WZM, I believe. And we were talking this morning, and I figured out I used to deliver to his house when he was a young man. So when he was a younger man, when he still lived at home, he lived over in Simpsonville.
Yeah, he chimed in yesterday or the day before. I was on this frequency asking for some advice about trying to reach a different repeater that was giving me trouble. He was driving around at the time, and he chimed in with some helpful advice. So, yeah, I haven't spoke with him many times. All right, well, hey, as a driver, I think you've got to know a lot more than I do about CB radio. I've got a CB here in the same vehicle, but man, it's dead. And I know the range is short, of course, and there aren't repeaters, but even when I'm on the highways, is there really any active CB traffic these days in this area, or is it just kind of reserved for whenever there's bad traffic and drivers need to kind of chat up and down the line about what traffic's going on? Do you use CB, or do you really know of any activity on CB these days?
Simpsonville, I had a neighbor who had a CB and a huge amplifier, and he would talk to some people up in New York where he was from. And of course, that's illegal, but whatever, with the amplifier. But I know that goes on. And when I was working nights, there would, like you said, there would be traffic reports that, you know, some other truckers on the road would say, hey, got an accident up ahead or something, or that kind of thing. But it is really dead, and a lot of truckers now they don't even use a CB. They have GPS or their phones or things like that. A lot of our guys don't even have CBs in the when they're working at night anymore. They just get on the phone and talk to each other all night long.
That's kind of what I figured, but I thought someone like you might be able to tell me if I was missing anything. But it's still fun to have. I play around with it every now and then, and if I'm ever going off-road, you know, it seems that it's still the go-to way to communicate when you're on a trail. Except these days, a lot of people are going over to GMRS instead of CB, so I don't know. We'll see what happens to CB. Well, listen, I'm sorry to cut it short, but the reason I'm sitting here in my driveway is I was waiting on someone to arrive. They're here. We got a quick job to do, so I'm going to have to jump off. But thanks for giving the signal report. It's good to catch up. Always good to chat with another ham with Zed in the call. So I'll hope to catch you again sometime soon, but I'll have to sign off now, and I'll be clear after your final. But thanks again. It was good to chat. KZ4TMA, clear after your final, Shane. Thanks.
Glad to hear you again. I hadn't heard you in a while. I hope you have a good evening, and good luck with the house. KZ4TMA from N4ZLK, 73.
0TR.
N4ZLK, how are you and Miss Bernice doing?
N4ZLK and 0TR. All fine, just want to say good evening. And I was talking to a guy down at Sims Auto the other day at Duncan. And he was a 82nd Airborne Army guy. And he had a Jeep and four-wheel drive one, pretty good size one. And he said most of those guys off-roading now do use GM or DS or whatever it is. And you buy a 10-year license, and I forget what he said it was, 60 watts or something like that. And he said when they're doing their fooling around and that with groups of them, that's what they use nowadays.
I'd heard that too. I got a couple guys I work with that do some of that off-roading stuff, and what I think it's in the 440 megahertz band or 70 centimeter band too, so it does a pretty good job of getting around the mountains up, you know, when they're close enough. It does a really good job.
Roger. Well, and now with no sunspots, 11 meters just totally junk. There's no skip, hardly at all. And there's a 10-meter contest, actually, this weekend on ham radio. But I don't suspect it'll be worth a darn because of the sunspots. There can be a little meteor scattered from this, I was trying to think of the Versus or whatever it is, meteor scatter this weekend, and you might get a little bit of help there, and the trail of some, comet that went over, and they say sometimes it can do things to the ionosphere, but overall it's pretty useless, and it's so filthy dirty anymore with the language and all that people just got away from the CBs. And I didn't know you could get a license for that much wattage, and it is, I'm pretty sure you're right, 70 centimeter. But it's a 10-year license, he said. That's the first I heard of it. I just thought they had these little handy talkies I got a set for when I go out in the backyard far away or something to communicate with the wife.